the tomahawk's got a trench around them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. They have a trench.
They got a trench around it, and they use them for a hatchet. Uh-huh. But a tomahawk got a handle to it, and this year is just...
That's just something they just hold in your hand.
You just hold your hand and push it. Of course, it'd be pretty bad if you wanted to hit somebody with it, I guess, but I don't think they just use the skin. But they found it was away on a creek, mm-hmm. a little creek where they might have water and mm-hmm. live. Mm-hmm. Not that they did. People mm-hmm. did live there because they left it there. And
mm-hmm. right around the water, sure. That's mm-hmm. probably what they
did. And we found a lot of stuff over there where the Indians, chances are the Indians left it there.
Mm-hmm. What would they call the cloth or the rag that they used when they were washing their dishes?
Well, No, nothing more than just a dishcloth, or it'd be a dishcloth, I guess. It's bound to be a dishcloth. That's about all you could call it. Washcloth. Of course, washcloth would be more apt to be something you wash your body with.
Uh-huh. And then a dishcloth would be dishes. To wash the dishes?
Dishes with.
Or a dish rag?
A dishcloth. Just what you...
What would they call what they would dry them with?
Well, that would be a drying cloth. You know what it's called, a drying cloth and mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, most of your dish rags, the reason they call them dish rag, when your shirt wore out, it would be a rag.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd use it for...
You
could use it for drying mm-hmm. things with and get more use for it, I guess, and they had to use them as long as they could.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, after people began to have running water inside the house, what would they call the thing on the sink that the water would come out of?
Well, I guess they would call them faucets. They were faucets. That's what we call them now.
How about on the outside of the house, if you had something like that on the side of your house, I guess, hooked up, to the side of your house?
Well, they'd still have to be a faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about on the side, on a barrel, what would you call it?
Well,
if you had a barrel that had some...
Yeah, you get a barrel that you have faucets on there where you turn it on to...
Yeah.
To get gas out or oil out or mm-hmm. water out or anything that mm-hmm. any kind of liquid you had in there, and of course they used to have wooden faucets mm-hmm. and they use it'd be made out of wood
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
anyhow you'd have a wooden stopper that you stick down in there and it would stop it and then you could turn it mm-hmm. and you'd let the And they used them in these old molasses barrels. Now that's where they used on account of it wouldn't canker. It was
uh-huh.
it was more sanitary than the copper mm-hmm. faucets would be. The wooden mm-hmm. faucet would be more. Well, people just figured that it wouldn't canker on account of mm-hmm. being wooden. It'd be made out of cedar.
Yeah.
And you can just make them just like they make anything. A lot of people know how to make them. Of course, they had more holes in them than one and work with it until they get it down where they could use it. But it'd still be a faucet, I guess, and then it'd be they have a hole in the barrel.
Mm-hmm. And then they call that a faucet. They turn it on and
turn it on and drain whatever they had in there out through the faucet.
Oh, they would?
That's where they'd drain out the liquid.
I see.
So it'd be a vinegar barrel where they'd have to have a faucet on it. If it was a molasses barrel, they'd have a faucet on it. Even if it was a gasoline or oil barrel, they'd still have to have a faucet on there or something other to drain it all out
mm-hmm.
it, as they used it so they could cut it off. Mm-hmm. Put it on, just like you'd have on a pump,
mm-hmm.
just like you'd have, that's different, but anyway, that's a faucet.
Well, what would they call something that would be shaped like this
Well, that's a funnel. That would be called a funnel, and you could, and that would narrow it down to a smaller hole.
Now, if you were driving a buggy or a wagon, what would you hit the horses with to make it?
Whoop, buggy whoop. They'd what they call a buggy whoop, and there'd be about 8 foot long,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it'd be tapered to. It'd be stiff, but it'd be tapered. And it'd be limber, more or less like a fishing pole.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy a regular buggy whoop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could buy one.
They're different from a cow whoop. A cow whoop, is a that you could. They're more limber. And they're more.
Uh-huh.
You can coil them up and uh-huh. tie them on your saddle. But the buggy whoop, it's long and straight.